Bank of Cardiff, this is Patrick.
Yes, sir, I'm calling in regard to thing I got in the mail from y'all today.
Okay, yeah, do you want to just let me get that 16-digit reservation code and I'll go ahead and pull up your file here?
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
2511.
Uh-huh.
0301.
Uh-huh.
0052.
Uh-huh.
0902.
Well, 0902?
Yep.
Perfect. And then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
It's Billy Johnson.
Billy, did you say Johnson?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Looks like you're calling with Tasty Freeze. Did I say that correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. All right, just got a few pieces of information I got to confirm here on your file, then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you may have for me.
Okay.
Company name is Tasty Freeze, T-A-S-T-E-E, and then F-R-E-E-Z. Is that correct?
It's T-A-S-T-Y.
Okay.
F-R-E-E-Z-E.
Okay. Just Tasty Freeze, like normal?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not sure why they had it like that on file. Is that also the DBA name for you guys, too?
Well, that is my DBA. My business name is MAKAB Incorporated. McCabe Incorporated.
Okay, that's MAKAB, you said?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. What kind of a company is McCabe?
It's a corporation, S-Corp.
Okay, S-Corp. And you're the 100% owner for it?
I am.
How long you been in business for?
Since 2002.
2002. Did you start all up yourself?
Yep.
Nice. What kind of business is it too? Are you like a restaurant management or?
Yeah. Actually, I've got two of them. It's just little dairy bars, hamburgers, fries, shakes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's Tasty Freeze?
Uh-huh.
And you said you have two locations?
Correct.
Nice. The one I have, the billing address, I'm not. Do you have a location for McCab then, or are they both for Tasty Freeze? The one I have on file is 620 South 2nd.
Yeah, I primarily get everything there. That's the original.
Okay, that's where McCab's at?
Yeah.
Then what's the location for the Tasty Freeze location? Would you be looking to bring on a loan for both the companies, or one in particular? Or McCab?
No, just for McCab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And it looks like you're out there in Arkansas, Cabot. Did I say that correct?
Yep.
That's perfect. Correct. And then what's the best phone number in case we get disconnected for you here?
501-940-1077.
Perfect. And the best email for you as well, Billy?
LUGENEGLEG at yahoo.com.
All right, let me just repeat that to you so I make sure I have it correct. I have LUGENECLEG at yahoo.com.
Yes.
Perfect. And then do you guys have a website for you as well, or?
No, do not.
Perfect. All right. So we have a few different programs over here depending on what it is you're looking for. If you kind of want to just let me know what it is, I'll kind of point you in the right direction.
Okay. Just needing some business capital. I got to buy a few pieces of equipment. And need some freezers. Just a little working capital.
Okay. Just looking for some cash in?
Yeah.
We also finance the equipment as well, too. That might be another option that, we could kind of get you some cheaper programs if you said you were looking to bring on some fridges and whatnot.
Okay. And I've got a place up here that when I get this money, I'll just buy it from him.
Okay. And how much were those looking to cost you as well? Just all the equipment, just kind of in general? Not too much? Or?
Yeah. No, I'm looking for about $29,000 is what I need.
Okay. And then specifically, just be using that kind of for operational cash to buy some equipment, what's kind of the breakdown of what you'd be using that money for?
Probably half of it for equipment and the other half just for a little bit of working cap.
All right. And was that all equipment, all the freezers, or what specific equipment are you looking to bring on?
Yeah, it's freezers.
Just freezers?
Yeah, just freezers.
How many were you looking to bring on, too?
I need to get four of them.
Four?
Yeah.
How much do those cost? They're about
$3,000-$4,000,
I'm guessing?
About $35 to $4, you know.
Right.
Per.
Were you looking to put them all at one of the Tasty Freeze, or two and two, two at each?
It'd be two at each.
Nice. Where both your locations at? Are they both out there in Cabot?
Well, the second one's in Austin. It's about 4 miles from my Cabot. Austin is just a little suburb town of Cabot.
Okay.
Just sitting right. You never know when you're in one out of it.
What's the better location for you? Which one's more profitable, Cabot?
No, they're doing about the same. The Austin one, I built it myself about 3 years ago, and it's doing all right.
Which one did you? You started with the one out in Cabot, though, right?
Yeah, and that one there. And then I built this one in Austin about 3 years ago, I guess.
Nice. Well, how much did you pull in for sales last year for both of them combined?
Right at $700,000. Might be just a hair below that. I don't have my books sitting right in front of me, but I think that's what.
It's fine. Is that what it's on the tax return?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to look at my tax return. I think that's about what it is.
Oh, that's fine. It's just kind of looking for a ballpark.
Yeah, it's pretty much on par for that this year. Business is a little down this year. May not be quite that much this year. Business is
just kind of a slower year for you, or?
Yeah, well, just, yeah, restaurant business as a whole in Cabot, it's just election year.
Right. Weird year for everybody.
Yeah, correct.
No, I got you. It's kind of been like that, you know, all across the country. I've been noticing that, definitely.
Yeah.
So is that kind of about like 350 or, you know, 300 each at each location for sales, or?
Yeah, right at probably maybe just higher over 300,000 each.
Pretty down the middle though.
Yeah.
Awesome, and you only have the Tasty Freeze. You don't have any other restaurants or any other, you know, businesses you're operating under McCall?
No, nope. Just that. That's all I got.
Do you have any current loans out? Business loans?
Well, I've got a mortgage on my businesses.
Was that for the location out in Cabot, or do you do that in Austin too?
They're tied together. They're in one when I got the loan to build the Austin store.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was about $100,000, maybe a little less than that on the Cabot store, but I tied all that into just one.
Okay. Who did you do that through? Was that like an SBA loan, or?
No, just a bank, Centennial Bank.
Is that the local bank out there for you?
Uh-huh. One of them, I got two banks I use, that's one of them.
Okay. What's the other bank you bank with?
First Community.
First Community, you said?
Uh-huh.
Nice. Have you approached either of them to, you know, see if you can get some capital, or? Didn't want to mess with them.
Well, you know, it's kind of a, I really didn't want to mess with them, just to be honest with you.
No, yeah, I mean, we deal with that all the time, too.
I know it is, and I, you know, it's like, well, it, you know, I could take 2 months, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the turnaround over there is.
Yeah, it's a long time.
Yeah, no worries.
I really need to kind of get this going.
Yeah, yeah. We deal with that all the time, and we work very fast over here, so, you know, perfect stop for you. When are you looking to bring this on to? What's your timetable? You said pretty fast.
Yeah.
Okay, we can make that happen too. I know it's a middle of the week over here, but once I get the whole package back from you, I can typically get you an answer within a few days. We do it pretty fast, and then, you know, assuming you like everything, we can get you funded even within a few days as well. So, you know, it is one of our, you know, benefits over here as well. Back to the equipment you were looking to bring on, though, those freezers, do you have a vendor, or is it just kind of a friend out there, or where were you going to be purchasing those from?
No, it's a company called Choice Supply.
Shore or Choice? I'm sorry.
Choice Supply.
Oh, Choice, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Choice Supply, perfect. Have you worked with them before?
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Go ahead.
I bought some equipment from them when I built my store. I did my van hood and van hood.
Nice. Like working with them now?
Yeah, they're good people.
That's always good. We do finance equipment as well. It's kind of our bread and butter. It is the secure programs as well, so, you know, it's going to be a lot cheaper. The equipment is the collateral as well, so kind of why I wanted to present that as, you know, another option. We could go ahead and, you know, see if we can get you a whole 30K for capital, and you could kind of use, you know, half and half like you kind of wanted, or, you know, we even could see if we want to get you maybe like 20K in cash and then, you know, finance the equipment, you know, separately, get you, you know, some lower rates on that. So that is an option over here as well, if you would like to kind of, you know, do that. Also, how would you rate your credit? That's one of our factors over here.
Nah, it's in the 700s.
When's the last time you had that checked as well?
I don't know, probably 2 years ago, maybe something, I guess. I don't know.
You think it's maybe gone up since then, or?
It's my half. I don't check it, don't look at it. I don't have anything outstanding.
No worries.
I'm okay.
I gotcha. No worries. Just one of our, you know, factors as well. I want to see if you had a ballpark for that.
Yeah.
Also, what kind of return would you be looking to get on this too? You know, what kind of, you know, return is this cash going to bring for the business?
As far as.
No, how much money are you looking to make, you know, off of this loan? You know, how much is this? What's this gonna do for you guys?
Well, it's some working money, just to, you know, just some working capital, and then the freezers, freezer old, and I'm having to pay repair guys to come work on them all the time, and so. Can I say the freezers are going to actually bring me money?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to bring me money, but they're not going to cost me anything.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have warranties on them, and you know, what I've got now doesn't have warranties. And all the repair guys come out here and work on the freezer, and it's a $500 bill. You know,
right.
You know, just every time you turn around. Right.
What kind of, you know, what's your specialty out there? You said you do burgers.
Burgers, ice cream. I mean, we're.
Are you guys open, like, all day, too, or, you know, just later on in the afternoon? Do you guys do breakfast?
No, we don't do breakfast. We're open 10:30 to 9, 6 days a week, and then my head location, we're open 11 to 7 on Sunday.
Oh, nice. But not out in Austin? You guys are just 6 days a week, you said?
Yeah, not a lot of traffic in front of this store on Sundays in Austin, so we don't open it.
Right.
Car count, funny.
Right. What's, you know, what's the monthly deposits like on the accounts for you guys, too, you know, just on average? You maybe had a ballpark for me on that.
Roughly 1,800 a day. you know.
Okay. Do you guys ever have any negative days on those accounts or anything like that too?
I have.
You said you have?
Yeah.
Do you have any recent? No, I gotcha. I mean, like, were any, you know, recent, or do you have any maybe negative months, or?
No, not. I mean, just occasionally, you know, not in a month. But.
I gotcha. Perfect. How do you guys advertise out there too? I mean, how do you bring out new customers to, you know, your restaurants?
Word of mouth. That store in Cabot's been in that little old town since 1971, so it's, everybody knows it. So,
all right, is it a smaller town, Cabot?
Yeah, Cabot's about 26,000. Austin's 2,000.
What's like the biggest city that you guys are next to out there?
Little Rock.
Little Rock, you said?
Yeah.
Isn't that the is that the capital out there? If I'm correct. Oh, nice. Perfect. All right, so, you know, basically all it is that I'm going to need from you is just our one-page application. I'll go ahead and email that over right to you when we get off the phone. Along with that is 6 months of the most recent business bank statements, just because we base a lot of this off the cash flow, and then as well as a copy of the most recent tax return for the business as well, so we can get the ownership breakdown as well as the sales. Those are, you know, two of our main factors over here. Also, I'm assuming you guys take credit cards down there at your restaurants?
Yeah.
So, all right, so we're going to need 4 months of the most recent merchant statements for those. Who's your credit card provider out there?
Heartland.
Heartland, you said?
Heartland, yeah.
Heartland. Cool, yeah. So if you could just give me the 4 most recent merch statements for that, I can get you an answer pretty soon once I get all that paperwork back from you.
Okay.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and email that over to you as well, but when do you think you can get that back to me too?
I don't know. I'll try to get it done this weekend. Don't know if I'll be able to, but I'll try.
All right, that's fine. I know it's Wednesday and everything, you're probably pretty busy, but the sooner you can get that back to me, the sooner I can get you an answer. If you got it to me today, I could probably get you an answer by, you know, assuming Friday at the latest, so.
Okay.
Perfect. And then could I leave you with my number, too? Because this number that you got me on is the direct dial, or excuse me, our hotline for the bank over here.
Okay.
My number here is 858.
Okay.
252.
Okay.
1481. And my name's Patrick, once again.
Okay.
And then, do you have any other questions for me or anything like that while we're on the phone?
No, I see it.
All right, I'll shoot you that email then, Billy. Nice talking to you.
Thanks. Bye.
Yep.